Ukraine Gaming Council seeks ad freedom from Google. The Ukrainian Gambling Council, UGC, has made a fresh appeal to Google to reassess its advertising policy for the Ukrainian gambling industry. Under Google's current policy, Ukraine is considered a non-gambling jurisdiction, with lotteries being the sole exception. As such, it blocks all gambling advertisements from licensed Ukrainian operators. This prolonged restriction has heightened worries about the consequences for legitimate businesses and the potential surge in illegal gambling activities in the jurisdiction. Legitimate gaming operators, having secured state licenses and invested heavily in marketing and sports sponsorships, are now barred from online advertising, leading to lost customers, diminished profits, and reduced tax receipts for the state. However, illegal operators exploit loopholes by constantly changing domains and jurisdictions. Furthermore, the UGC notes that lottery operators with licenses that expired in 2014 still operate and advertise without restrictions. These operators reportedly offer unauthorized gambling services without licenses or tax payments, leveling the playfield. To address these concerns, the Ukrainian Gambling Council, UGC, has petitioned Google's Ukraine regional office to lift current advertising restrictions, allowing licensed operators to promote casino games, betting, poker, and other gambling activities in physical venues and online. The UGC is also asking Google to allow licensed operators to advertise and offer mobile gambling apps through Google's services. Ukraine's war on illegal gambling. While illegal gambling still appears to be prevalent in Ukraine, the Prosecutor General's office in the country has been unrelenting in its efforts to crack down on unlicensed operators and protect consumers. In April, official figures published by the Prosecutor General's office revealed that it had blocked 2,500 unlicensed gambling websites in the country. In 2,023,169 illegal gambling offenses were registered, while 52 indictments against 97 people were sent to court. Furthermore, over 7,000 pieces of equipment were seized in 2023, and roughly 500 searches were conducted.